Welcome to the Post Up on Hoopsy.com. Our guest for this episode of the Post Up is new George Washington head coach Jennifer Rosati, who arrives in Washington, D.C. after coaching for 17 seasons at Hartford.
First of all, congratulations on your new job at George Washington.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Earlier this year, at the beginning of the season, there was an article talked about you being comfortable at Hartford, and it would have to be the right school and the right situation for you to move. And now you've moved on to George Washington. What are some of the things in your mind that made this the right move for not just you but your family?
Well, I always knew it would be a difficult decision to leave my family that's all from Connecticut, but I also, wanted to have the opportunity to be at a university where I could challenge myself professionally. And there was always kind of a handful of schools in the back of my mind that I thought I'd be intrigued with, if they were ever open again. I think personally, 7-8 years ago when we were really successful at Hartford and I had some more options, I just wasn't ready with my kids being the age that they were to leave my family. But now they're, heading into middle school and finishing up elementary school, and I think that the D.C. area is a great place to raise a family and challenge my kids, educationally and get them out of their comfort zone a little bit. So it just seemed like a good time and a good place for me to kind of take the next step in my career.
Okay. Well, you are a coach with two kids, and there are a lot of coaches who have to juggle coaching responsibilities and raising children, and you've been a coach now, since you're 25, or head coach, that is. Are there any tips maybe you can give to younger coaches who may be in your position, the position that you were a few years ago with young kids and trying to balance this profession with raising kids?
Yeah. I think the key is where you're at and the support system that you have. I mean, I was fortunate enough to play for at a school, to coach at a school where I had a female athletic director, Pat Miser, who she was coming from Penn State and UConn, so she was at places where they had success in female athletics, but she was also a mom herself, and she was a great mentor to me, and I felt like I was personally in a place where I could have my family be a part of my career. And I would say to young coaches that you can do it. You have to decide on what work-life balance means to you. You have to have people surrounding you that will help with your kids, and you have to work for somebody who also values a family atmosphere and values work-life balance. So it's not easy to find that all the time, but I think young people are so eager to move jobs and to think about what the next move is, and my suggestion would be find a place that's a good fit personally and stay there for a while and raise your family until, like myself, you're ready to make that next move.
Well, you're coming into a program that has also had some recent success, back-to-back A-10 champions, great players like Jonquel Jones now going into the WNBA. When you stepped into this job, I mean, I know it's only been since the 15th, what are some of the things that you want to do to help continue that success, and what are your goals for the program?
Yeah, obviously Jonathan left the program in good shape and was able to recruit some really good players. Obviously, Jonquel and Lauren Chase were two seniors last year that were a big part of that success, but there's also a lot of kids that are coming back on the team that have had a lot under their belt, and they have a championship culture, and I'm really excited to work with those kids to kind of take the next step in their career. I think George Washington's a great place to recruit to, so I certainly have a vision of recruiting the high-level athletes in the area, in the DMV area. I was just out of college when Joe McEwen was bringing GW to the NCAA tournament Sweet 16 and then at 1 year into the Elite Eight on a consistent basis. So I'm not going to set any limitations for this team and this program. I want there to be a sense of pride for the alums to come back and see the product that we're putting on the floor and get the kids in the area to want to play. I want this to be a destination for the high-level athletes in the area.
Well, speaking of the area, I mean, you have also the competition, the immediate area, Howard, Georgetown, American, and then you have Maryland as well, you know, as the competition in the area. And you talked about, you know, challenging yourself, you know, and also you're in a city that has a, you know, a heady intellectual atmosphere at all. Can you maybe address those challenges of maybe getting the kids there and also just D.C. in general as, you know, the center of the political world?
Yeah. I mean, I think all of the schools in this area have a unique platform, just in terms of what they have to offer. And we're going to have to find the kids that are excited about what GW has to offer. I mean, it's a great academic school. There are a lot of intellectuals here in the area. We're the ranked number one in the Princeton Review for internship opportunities. So there's going to be a select kind of kid that wants to be challenged, not just as a high-level Atlantic 10 athlete, but they want to be challenged preparing for the next phase of life. And I think that's the message we need to send is, yeah, we have WNBA athletes that graduate from GW, and we have kids that are playing overseas professionally. But when you look at our alumni base and what they're doing with their lives, that's what your college experience is there to prepare you for. And so we're going to certainly be targeting kids that want to play at a high level, that maybe want to continue their basketball career after college. But if they don't, they're going to certainly be in a position to get any kind of job opportunity or get into any grad school that they want. So we'll make our way. We'll figure out the landscape. We'll figure out the type of kid that's attracted to going to school in the city. And we'll have to do it differently than the other schools in the area. But certainly the coaches before me have had success recruiting here, and so we want to be able to continue that tradition.
Well, you did have, you know, success at Hartford with kids performing at a high level academically as well, so it shouldn't be too much of a stretch. But do you feel like you have to step up your game, I guess, maybe to get this kind of star, you know, have these intellectual interests but are also stellar student athletes with all the competition in the area? I mean, GW is a, you know, challenging school academically as well.
Well, I think you know, it's one of the reasons that I was ready to move on from Hartford. There's so many things that I was able to learn from my experience there, and I was really able to grow up, you know, as a coach and a mom and a wife and a professional at the University of Hartford. But I want to be challenged. I am ready to step up my game, and I think that I have a lot to sell as a coach. I've coached at a high level, being involved with USA Basketball, and at Hartford, we were able to overachieve in the America East and be ranked in the top 25 one year. We were in the top 25 three years while I was there. So I'm certainly attracted to kids that are motivated academically. That's kind of right in my wheelhouse. So I'm just excited that I have a great platform to recruit from here at GW.
Well, speaking of USA Basketball, we have the Olympics coming up. You've worked as a court coach for the senior national team, but also you've had, you know, success with the under-19 team, the under-18 teams, leading them to gold as well in the FIBA competitions. What are the biggest lessons you've learned that you've been able to transfer to your college coaching career from your USA Basketball experience?
You know, the best thing about USA Basketball, I mean, granted you're working with some of the greatest athletes in the country for whatever age group you're working in. But you get to work with great people, and I've had the pleasure of having great assistant coaches when I was the head coach, and now I'm on the staff for the senior national team. And the assistant coaches are Dawn Staley and Doug Bruno and Cheryl Reeves, and obviously I'm learning from the best in Gino in a different perspective than when I played for him. So just to soak up that knowledge and see the different coaching styles, see how they prepare their teams or their positions or how they scout. I see the way that Gino, you know, it uses practice at UConn and how he molds it in a different way for the U.S. national team, and he's flexible in his coaching style and his motivation technique. So there's just so much to learn from the people that I'm surrounded by. And then in addition to that, I'm working with high-level athletes, and that was something that was also attractive to me in the move, was to be able to get to a place where I'd be able to work with a higher-level athlete and a better basketball player in some cases, and you know, kids that maybe have aspirations of playing for USA Basketball or playing at the next level. And that was exciting for me, since I've had the chance to do that with you know, the 19 and under and 18 and under teams that I've coached.
Also, speaking of Gino, I mean, with this past year, and then the Final Four, the history-making win again. You know, being there with your teammates from 1995 as well, and, you know, having the added bonus of watching Tufts in the Final Four. What was that experience like for you, coming full circle from that first championship and being there, and then being able to see one of your former teammates coaching at a high level in Division III?
Yeah, you know, it was really a special weekend. I feel like obviously we're typically there watching UConn in the Final Four, especially the last bunch of years. But you know, to have Carla there and seeing her succeed at a high level, and knowing that myself and Jamel's in the business, and Tanya, who was one of our coaches, is at Temple, and Rebecca's in commentating, and there's so many of us still involved in the game, and Gino did that for us. He brought us. He made us fall in love with the game of basketball and want to give back to it and want to be in a situation where we could help our own players feel the way that we did in terms of being successful in the right way. So it was great. It was awesome to see Carla there and watch her on the sideline and see her kids play hard and compete hard and be able to support her in that setting, and then turn around the next night and be able to be together to watch you know, our alma mater win the 11th national championship, knowing that we were there for number one. It was a pretty great weekend, pretty special, and, you know, glad that I was a part of it. Obviously, I'm in the coaching community, so I'm consistently at the Final Four, but it's even better when you have that kind of alumni base there to support your former team.
So even though UConn won it all, there are two newcomers in the Final Four, and this year saw some exciting upsets in the game, and then, you know, on your former conference, the American East, Albany upset Florida. You know, and GW was successful at all. Are you excited about, you know, the parity that's, you know, was shown in this past year in the game and, you know, your new position as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what people have been crying for, you know, years with basketball, women's basketball in general, is there's not enough parity, there's not enough exciting games in the first couple rounds. And so this year kind of proved everybody wrong. And people can say what they want about how UConn was still beating everybody by a lot of points, but when you look at what, you know, seven seed in Washington was able to do and Syracuse was able to do, obviously Oregon State was a newcomer, and you think about where that program was 4 or 5 years ago before their coach took over, it's just exciting to see a lot of great new coaches, young coaches in the business having success, but also players being able to experience that kind of atmosphere, and now having the taste for it and wanting to go back and work even harder. I mean, you're always, when you're a coach, you know that success begets success. Once you have a taste for it, you want more of it. And so those kids from those three programs are going to be really motivated to come back and do it again. And the teams that were close and got knocked off or got upset, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder as well. So I think, you know, this upcoming basketball season is going to be exciting. You know, obviously they'll be there, the favorites that are typically the favorites, but I do think there's a lot of programs around the country right now that are doing things the right way, and hopefully people will be talking about GW in the same way in the years to come.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your pro career, and we're coming up, you know, on the 20th anniversary of the WNBA. You played in the ABL and the WNBA, of course, you know, on the Houston Comets, and last week we interviewed Tina Thompson. So I guess, first of all, you know, looking back at your career and then, you know, being a coach and the trajectory of women's basketball on all levels, did you expect the league to last this long? And what do you expect to see for the WNBA in the coming years in this season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we ever thought about it long term like that when we were playing, but certainly everybody thought it would still be around. I mean, it's a special league to be a part of, and the foundation was set the right way, and the support from the NBA and David Stern really catapulted the league into national spotlight. And now, since then, we've had a lot of, you know, individuals and groups come forward and buy these teams out and support the teams in a different way. And I think they've found some cities that are great and supportive of women's basketball. And I think that the game is getting better. I mean, every year that I watch it and I look at what these pros do and I look at how hard it is to make a team, I'm glad I played so long ago. You know, I probably wouldn't make a team, a roster nowadays. It's so competitive and the teams are strong from 1 to 12, and there's a lot of great coaches in the game and in at the WNBA level. So, yeah, I'm excited about the future of it. I know we you know, the WNBA just hired a new president, and Lisa Borders, and she's excited about making her mark. And there's a lot of great marketable young players in the league that people are excited about when you think about what Elena Deladon has done and Skylar Diggins and the attention that she's brought to the game, and obviously Breonna Stewart. And that's just coupled with the veterans like Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird and Tamika Catchings, who consistently make headlines and consistently are phenomenal ambassadors to the game. So I think it's an exciting future, and working with the U.S. national team pool and that group of young players that are coming up to be the next set of Olympians, there's a lot of really good talent in the league right now, and I'm excited about the future of the WNBA, of USA Basketball, and also what that means in terms of trickling down to the college game. I think it's going to be great for all of us.
Well, speaking of the trickling down, you have the Mystics right in your backyard now.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know that some WNBA teams have invited college coaches to partake in, you know, observing training camps and participating in, you know, sessions about coaching. Do you plan to take advantage of that and also maybe try to get some of your players to go see some Mystics games this summer?
Yeah, definitely we'll take advantage of it. I think Mike Tebow is one of the best in the business. I used to watch his training camps when I was up in Connecticut, and he was the coach of the Connecticut Sun. So I'm really excited that he's even closer to me now. And yeah, I want my players to be a part of that environment. I know one of my upcoming juniors is going to be doing an internship with the Mystics this summer, and that's happened in the past before. I want them to understand the commitment that these young women are putting into being pros, that this is their job, and they commit a lot of time and energy to what they're doing and doing it at a high level. So I'm excited for my players to be able to have great role models right in the community.
That's about it I had for you. Is there anything else you want to add, you know, to fans out there about, you know, what you want to bring to George Washington in general?
Well, you know, I said in my press conference that I want to be the team that nobody wants to have to face in the NCAA tournament, and you know, I think that's the kind of blue-collar work ethic that these returning players have, and they're excited about that they want to have a little bit of an underdog feel, and this group in particular hasn't been able to advance in the NCAA tournament, and they want to be a team that has the ability to do that. So just watch out, you know, here we come.
All right, well, I hope to see you guys come out to the West Coast. I'm based in the Bay Area in Northern California, but good luck this coming season, and thanks again.
Okay, thank you very much.